All is happy that is content. All is happy that is content. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. All is happy that is content. Are you content? Am I content? That's our question. All is happy that is content. If you can live in a content mind, spirit, and body, you'll be happy. For then all the confusion of life has been put aside, all the uptightness of life has been put aside, and you are living in a contented state of mind. And to live in a contented state of mind means that you like yourself. You find that everything you do is wonderful and fantastic, and you're surrounded by beautiful people. You're surrounded by beautiful circumstances. You're surrounded by all that is good, all that is contentment. To be content is a state of consciousness. To be content is an attitude. To be content is a way of living. And anyone who can train themselves in the way of being content is a winner. Now you're going to play a game of tennis, and you're all excited about the game. You're matched against your equal, someone who is a peer with your playing, equal to your playing, a magical person playing tennis exceptionally well. And so you go to get the game, and you're excited. But you're not excited in tension. You're excited in joy. You're excited in contentment. Ah, at last I have someone I'm going to play tennis with who will be fun to play, because they will test my skills and I'll put my ability to practice and it'll be lots of fun. And I'm contented. I'm excited. I'm filled with enthusiasm. I'm filled with joy. I'm filled with every beautiful expression. But what I am contented. Happiness is contentment. Because in contentment, you feel good. In contentment, you feel, hey, this is wonderful. In contentment, you feel, I like this. Are you contented when you take a walk? You take a walk and you feel wonderful. You look at all of life around you and you feel just great. When you get back from your walk, you sit down and have a nice cool glass of water. And you talk to your family, you talk to your friends. You may talk about your walk or you may not, but what you talk about is something that gives you the feeling of contentment. It gives you the feeling of, life is wonderful. Life is wonderful. Can you imagine going through every moment of your life, every moment of your life, and saying every moment of your life, I am content. Oh, I feel so content. I'm content with my family because I'm content with myself first. I'm content with my family. I'm content with my associates. I'm content with my world. I'm content with everything. All is at peace. All is at peace, and I feel wonderful. I feel fantastic because that's who I am. I feel utterly amazing and fantastic because I am content. A person who is content is a person who is satisfied with himself, a person who is delighted with himself and his world. A person who is content is a person who finds joy in everything they do, everything. It doesn't matter what it is, how big or how little, they find joy in it. And as they find joy in it, what are they finding? They're finding peace of mind. They're finding contentment, peace of mind. They're finding all is in divine order right now. All is in divine order right now. It's not a matter of waiting for something to happen. It's not a matter for the mellowing of something, but it's right now. that all is in divine order right now, and all is complete right now. There's nothing more that I need wait for. There's nothing more that I need aspire to. I am content now. When you've done a good job on your paperwork, when you've done a good job on your program, when you've done a good job on a test at school or in any type of program, when you've done a good job, you feel contented. Now, whether it's your best or whether it's good, you've done a good job and you feel contented. Can you do better? Maybe. That's not the question. The question is, do you feel content with what you've done? Yes, I do. I feel pleased with what I've done. I feel fulfilled in what I've done. There's nothing more needing to be done. Oh, perhaps I'll do it another time when the situation comes up. But when that other time comes along, it will be a new experience. It'll be a new joy. And all of the magic that I have been working on inside of me, all the magic that I've been developing inside of me, that will come out again in newness and in magic and wonder. And it is great. Happiness is being content. As I am happy and as I am being content, I am the most delighted man in the universe. I looked at a little video on iPhone, and it was quite amazing. Many of the features that I thought about would be nice to have in an iPhone, like having your keyboard broadcast on the table in front of you, you know, a nice big keyboard, you could just type on it, and you wouldn't have to carry a big keyboard around with you, and everything could be done right on the iPad, right on the iPhone, and it could be done so beautifully, so perfectly. And then the iPhone got thinner, and the iPhone was a clear piece of glass, and the iPhone projected little symbols up above it. The iPhone did all sorts of beautiful things. Every moment the iPhone comes out, it comes out with new magic. It has to. They want to sell new phones. They want to get you away from the old phone, which was wonderful, and bring you into the new phone, which is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. And when you play with the new phone, as I did in my thought, as I did as I watched it being demonstrated, when you play with it, you feel so contented. You feel, hey, I like that. Hey, I like that. I don't need it. I don't want it. My life will go on perfectly well without all of those little accoutrements, without all those little accessories that are coming out and telling me that it's wonderful. My life will go on perfectly wonderful with or without them. But just to think about them, just to think about them in my mind, I am contented. I think to myself, hey, I like that. Yes, I do. Hey, I think that's wonderful. Oh, my goodness sakes, that's great. That's a fantastic idea. Oh, wow. These people are just really working their heart out, coming up with beautiful things. Years ago, they came up with them. But they didn't have the facility. They didn't have the magic to carry them out like they do today. But today, many of the magical ideas of yesterday that were seemingly impossible to do are being done very simply, very beautifully, very wonderfully. And what a contented group of users Apple is going to have for their new iPhone. But that's tomorrow. That's today. What about tomorrow? What about the days about days about days? If I even think about these wonderful ideas that Apple has, or that will come into Apple through their apps, if I even think about them, what's going to happen to me? I am living as though I already had them, as though I already were using them. I'm living as though they are mine right now. And hey, how wonderful that is. Happy. Happy, happy. That's the way to live my life. And as I live a happy life, I am living a content life. And as I live a content life, my contentment just permeates my entire being. And that permeates my entire world, and I am contented beyond all measure. I am a happy fellow, and so are you. Think about it. Just playing a game of tennis that fulfills you and makes you feel content. Just having an iPhone that has the projected keyboard. How interesting, how wonderful. When would I use it? I have other computers, I use them. But that's a great idea. That's a great idea. I go anywhere and I set my iPhone down, press the button that the keyboard comes out, and I type away at all the things I want to type, right on a flat table, right on my lap, right on anywhere at all. And when I'm done, I press the button, and the keyboard, flick, is gone. It's just a thought. It's just an idea. And these ideas make me content. And these ideas make the world fulfilled, because we're letting go and letting the divine in us be revealed. And it is being revealed wonderfully, beautifully, fully, totally right now. That's what life's all about. Happiness is to be in contentment. And I am content. And I see you content right now. Have a lovely day and live every moment of your life content, fulfilled, and revealed, because that is all that matters. That's all that matters to you or to anyone else, to live in a state of contentment. And that state of contentment is yours and mine right now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.